Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the 55th episode of the First Exchange Podcast with me, your host, Lydia Daydahl. Well, for this week, we're keeping in the theme of professional fighters. We obviously had Ian Garry in here last week, professional MMA fighter with Cage Warriors. And today we have professional Muay Thai fighter, Dara Babachimp Smith. Now, anyone who knows Dara, if you're into fighting, if you're into Muay Thai, you'll definitely know Dara because he's one of the great characters that we have in the sport and new enough in terms of his Muay Thai career, but such a character. I've interviewed him so many times, and every time that I do an interview with him or I put up anything with him, my Instagram blows up and people are just like, so... He just makes people so happy because he's absolutely brilliant. So I got in touch and I was like, you need to come on the podcast. I've had your mate Jay in, Jay Council, and now I need you in because I want people to hear your story and I want you to come in and let's have a laugh and try and, you know, raise people's spirits in this terrible time that we're in. So he agreed and he did come in and I laughed solidly. I think Shane laughed solidly also with me in the studio while he was here. We just literally just had a ramble about Muay Thai, about obviously his mates, Versatile, their success, being a part of Outburst, rapping, you know, like movies, everything. So without further ado, I'll let you go enjoy the 55th episode of the First Exchange Podcast with Dara Babachimp Smith, and I promise you, you are going to enjoy this one because I certainly did. So enjoy it and see you next week for episode 56. Welcome to the First Exchange Podcast Studio, Dara Smith Byrne. How are you?
I am absolutely fantastic. How are you, Lydia?
I'm good. It's good to see you. We were just talking before we started recording and it must be well over a year since I last saw you.
Well over a year since the Mikey Rizzo fight. Since I got the head punched at me. Let's not deny it. I got the head punched at me. I'm coming back, me and Mikey, baby.
It was your cow in the National Basketball Arena. What a memorable night.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
Let's talk about that because it's a good talk point. So you fought Mikey Rizzo, my teammate.
The Italian Stallion. One punch knockout artist.
But he didn't knock me out.
He's going to batter me now.
He really will. He'll again. But listen, that your fight with Mikey was one of the most exciting, like everything, the build up.
Oh, that blew I'm going to curse now. Blew the fuck up.
Yeah, you can curse. It's okay. We're past the watershed. But let's talk to that because, you know, when it got announced that you were going to fight Mikey, in all the sort of like build up and the lead up that you'd done, it was like, I remember watching you when I started. Go on.
What? I'm blanking out there.
Okay, so this is a podcast where I ask the question and then you...
I didn't know that. Sorry, you never told me that.
I need to get off my seat.
We completely blanked out that.
Okay, we try this again. So when you... They're going to think we were smoking big splits here. We're not...
Gelato Cali packs.
We're having a bottle of San Pellegrino in front of us. That's about it.
Better than the carbo juice they have in my flats anyway.
But I remember when that fight got announced, you were like, I remember watching Mikey Rizzo when I started training.
Yeah.
And here you are, you know, fighting on one of the biggest stages, you know, UK in Dublin.
Especially one of the biggest things that this country's ever seen anyway.
Like, 100%.
From like our perspective, from young fighters, like fighting Muay Thai, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%.
Like, I actually remember, I don't know if I said it to Mikey. This is not a word of a lie, right? When I first started Muay Thai, I done one training session. And this, not lie here yet, the boys threw out me. And it's because from a young age, back, you know, as I was growing up in Ringsend, like, Mikey used to come down and drink down there. Yes, so I knew of him. Yeah. Right? Shouldn't be saying we are drinking at a young age, by the way. But anyway, there you go. So basically, when I first started, like, the boys knew Mikey. I knew he fought. And the first name that was said to me to fight was Mikey Rizzo. And I fought him a year and a half into my fighting career on the biggest show in Dublin. Now, how the fuck is that for
That's
a story?
Wild.
That is unbelievable. Well, that was such a good moment for me, like, honestly.
It's a really good story, and the reason why it's so good is because obviously your good mate Jay Council was in here a couple of weeks ago,
yeah.
And one of the biggest talking points that we spoke about when he was in was visualization.
Yeah.
And you lot, you know, are big on it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's that whole kind of concept of, like, see it, work hard, and it can come into your reality.
It's just the environment we're surrounded in as well. We're surrounded by two of the most successful young players this country, I'm going to say, has ever seen, with Alex and Casey. So from a young age,
This is versatile.
We've only been surrounded in a good environment, a positive environment. So we've always visualised things, and we've always just went for it. Now, I'm not as spiritual as Jay, and I'm not as, like, mad well-spoken as Jay, but you know what I mean? When we see something, we go and fucking do it.
But as a group, like, where does that come from? Because it's so unusual. It took me, like,
being
what,
stuck
32?
In the trenches, Lydia, you know
is,
what I mean? Being stuck in the hood. We want to get out of the hood, we do. I might be on the top bank, but I'm at the bottom. I'm at the bottom in life, you know what I mean? We want to break out of shackles.
So listen, for somebody who doesn't have the experience of, one, living in Ringsend, and two, living in the flats, explain what life is like, or life was like, growing up.
I don't want to give me town that bad reputation, but you know what I mean? It's just like a common area, you know what I mean? A working class area. We come from a working class background, and then we just play football. You either play football or fight. And yeah, I don't want to give me background shit, but
yeah, but you're saying shit, but I actually always look at because in my gym in Phibsborough, a lot of the lads who train there are from D1, right? They're from the flats themselves. And one thing that I am always, like, almost a little, like, jealous of is that they grew up in this, like, little tight-knit community.
And group of friends.
Yeah, and
rock solid group of friends. That's a big
solid
one, yeah.
And I obviously have friends that I've known all my life, and they're great friends, and I can depend on them. But there's something different to when you're, like, living in the flats, and across the complex is, like, your mate, and you can literally be on the balcony having a conversation across the bleeding flats to each other. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's something... There's something quite romantic about it, I guess.
Oh, it's very romantic. But sure, you know, you're from Ringsend, or you lived in Ringsend, as you said, in jails. That's madness.
I did. I remember...
You never avoided us a fire session.
Well, we weren't
Shocking.
Really that...
Shocking.
We weren't really that good friends at the time.
Don't say that, Lydia. Don't say it.
But, you know, I used to walk the dogs down around the flats, and I used to be like... I wonder which flat. Maybe I should ring them and be like, what's the story? What's going on? But I remember once I was walking the dogs, and Keelan. Is it Keelan?
Keane?
Not Keane.
Oh, I thought you seem like you have it out for Keane.
Who's Keane?
Keane, the ginger fella. he wasn't happy about that.
Cuban Johnson.
He's waiting outside, actually. He's downstairs, man. All I had to do was give him the phone call, and he'd be up building through that door.
He's me blue
taking
favorite.
Your head off.
He's my favourite out of the lot.
My favourite ginger. Yes, Bono, yes.
Keen. My
Keelan. No, who's Keelan?
Who's the little lad who trains with you?
Calum,
that's what it is.
He's not little anymore.
Well, the last, when I lived in Ringsend.
He's been eating his broccoli, he's at that blade ground like a tree.
But I remember I was walking the dogs, and, like, he was, I think he was at the Tesco, or not the Tesco, the petrol station. He was like, I just heard this, all right, Lydia. Like, real calm. I just turned around and was like, oh, mate, what's the story? I was like, it was really weird. I was like, who the hell is
finishing off a packet of Silco? Yeah.
But yeah, I'm raging now that I didn't give you the ring when I lived down there. That would
well,
be
there is
buzz.
Time. You can mend the broken heart. You can.
Ah, there we go. There we
go on it now, will we? Yeah. Boys, come in. I'll just build you at the door. Oh, that'd be quality.
They'd be welcome.
Ah, yes. Oh, we set that up one day. Beautiful.
But listen, let's go back to UK, because obviously, like, a massive opportunity for you, and a massive, like, you know, part of your life and different things. So let's talk about Muay Thai and how you eventually did get into Muay Thai.
Well, I started Muay Thai from The first time I really, really got... Well, I was travelling the country, really, supporting Jay and Casey.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first when I first got a glimpse of it. But I wasn't too into it because I'd be going and I'd be treating them as a night out. Like, oh, my mates are fighting. This is their night. I'm going to get drunk. I'm going to have a fucking great night. I'm going to celebrate when the boys win and we're going to go on it. But one day, thankfully, I decided, like, I must have been out the night before, so I didn't have the head to go on it that night. So I said, fuck it, I'll give it a miss and I'll just go on there, I'll support them and I'll go home. But I went and that night really did change my life because not only did I see Jay Council fight, he beat Tom Keogh that night. I saw a young fella, which I said in my interview, and Aaron O'Reilly. And I found out that, in my interview I only found out he was 17. And I was blown away by the whole thing. But that fight in particular, like Jay's fight and his fight in particular, just like spoke to me for some reason. I was just sitting there, standing there, like, and I didn't want to be cocking me on high, but I was standing there and I was looking and I was going, oh, you can fucking do that, like. Mm. Oh, you can get in there and I can definitely do what they're doing. And I said it to myself that night, I said to the boys, and I said, listen, in the next week or two I'm gonna start Muay Thai. I said I was gonna start Muay Thai. I started Muay Thai. Within a month and a half, I already had a fight.
Mm.
Bang, knocked some fella out in the first round. And I was told, from my understanding of what a first fight was, it's a fucking dog fight. Yeah. It's a war. You go in, you don't know what you're doing. You're just kicking the fucking shit out of each other. Not me. I go in and knock you the fuck out. So then the second... Boom! Then the second one came... And the second one was, who was the second? The second one was against, I love this fella, he's a mad thing. I have him on Instagram, Gary Lee Ford, yeah, I think that's his name. He's off his rocker. I think I met that bait in the last brain cells that he almost said, because he's a nut on Instagram. But anyway, I fought him, beautiful head of hair, but I battered him. Battered him. And the funny thing is, not that the night before I battered him, I went to Trinity Ball. So I was out at Trinity Ball on night. I was at Trinity Ball on night. Got home at 8 in the morning, went to bed, got 3 hours sleep, woke up, went out and battered Gary Ford in the ring. Sorry, Gary, but that's the truth of it. Fuck's sake. I'd be freaked.
Jesus.
Fucking hell. Then, now, coming up to the best part, then me third fight down in Cork, and this is my favourite fight because I fought the now famous Unique model. I don't know his name, but I refer to him as the Unique model because he looks like a fella who wears unique clothing, like leather jackets and all that. and the fucking boot cut jeans, you know what I mean? Where's the boot cut jeans? So that's what I kept referring to him as, like, the whole way up. So I never really got his name, but anyway. But yeah, so the first two fights are first round knockouts. So the third fight can't be a first round knockout. Couldn't possibly be. And before I forget, it was my first pro fight. I had two amateur fights and I had my first pro fight in 4 months, right? Four months. And I knocked him out in the first round as well. And that was legit knockout. He was proper sparked in his face. Now you can tell, me ego's got a bit through the fucking roof. But 4 months into it, like, and when I first got into it, like, Mick, obviously, when you first get into it, like, they're not going to just give you food straight away.
Yeah.
So, to go back to it just before, I'm ranting again.
It's but good, I'm enjoying
first,
it.
When I first got into it, like, Mick was obviously like, no, like, we'll give you a demo fight and all the match and all.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want a demo fight match. I wanted, like, me being me, I wanted to fucking go, like, and get in a show, like, because that's where I want to fight, like, you know what I mean? I knew I was always capable of handling that pressure and getting in the ring and putting on a show for people. And he was really, not that he was hesitant at first, he was just like, well, no, like, you just come train and get more experience. Because at the end of the day, I didn't have experience. I was decent, I had good hands, but I didn't know my toy, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, I stopped for like a week or something. I just got, I felt hard done by. But then I was like, fucking sort yourself out and go back down there. First day I went back down, Mick was like, where the fuck are you? Where you been? And I was like, fucking, I've just been out. And he's like, there's a fight there for you this time. Do you want it? Boom, give me that. That's when it all kicked off. Done them three fights then. And then, yeah, steamrolled over then. I've been just baiting people.
But do you know what? I remember when you started fighting and I was like, you know, people were saying, like, you know, you hear a new name on the scene, like, oh, well, who's fighting tonight and different things. And obviously, I knew Jay and I knew the gym and knew that Casey was fighting and different things. But I remember watching you fight and I was like, it's going to go two ways here. I was like, he's going to get sparked or someone is going to get sparked.
I'm
going to
get sparked. Get the fuck out of here.
This is the
get
first.
Get the hell out of here.
This is before I had seen you. This is like at the very, very early days. It was 100%. The way that you went in and you were like
a blade, mad kill.
But your confidence in the ring grew so quickly. Like every time I saw you fight, you were more and more confident. Oh, I remember, who was the lad that you fought? I can't remember the name of the venue now. Was it Mixed Show?
Went out on Tally.
Yeah.
Tyrion Lannister. Derek Caffrey. Image of Tyrion Lannister.
Who's
that? Ring a bell.
Who's
Derek Caffrey, and he fights out SBG.
Who do you say he looks like?
Tyrion Lannister, little midget out of Game of Thrones.
I haven't seen Game of Thrones.
Oh, you should. He's in it.
But I remember that fight, and you were thrown. I'll never forget it. Leg kicks.
Yeah.
You were kicking the leg off him. And I remember you came out of the ring, and I was like, right, Derek, come on, we're gonna get an interview in quick now before you go missing. And I said,
go missing my 3 days.
I said to you, fucking hell, Darryl, the bleeding leg kicks. I was like, fair play to you. And you just looked at me square in the face and you went, Lydia. And I said, what? And he goes, I can't feel my leg.
I fucking couldn't. My leg was banjoed after that fight.
I was like, you're only about bleeding 2 fights in. You're whacking the leg off your man.
Yeah, that's because I've only ever used hands. I was only comfortable using hands. And I don't know if any other Muay Thai fighters feels, or any other fighters feels, especially Muay Thai fighters, like, when you come in, like, it's just, I found like I was never, ever going to be able to show a kick, show a knee, show an elbow. So it's just like, even though I was trying these things, I was like, go in there and just start throwing haymakers at these people. And that's, thank God, they all went down, thankfully. Because if I actually went past the first round, then first 3 fights, you can bet your bottom dollar I was getting sparked. Big fat gut on me. I couldn't do 3 rounds, you're mad. But look, I'm ranting on again. I'm about to forget what my point is. Fuck's sake. Stop me, will you?
No, not at all. But let's talk about the weight, because you actually lost a serious amount to weight when you started Muay Thai.
Look at me now.
Well, you're a completely different person.
Yeah, fat again.
No, you're not fat now. Will you stop?
No,
you're not,
but like
all.
I am. Like, I'm in the 80s now. My last fight off Mikey was 66. I weighed 66 kg when I fought Mikey. That was a year ago. I obviously know it's a year you can put on a lot of weight.
Yeah.
But like, I'm fucking in the 80s now. Like, so no wonder like I'm sparking. No wonder I'm sparking people out. I'm dropping now from 80 kilo. Like,
yeah.
And I'm fighting
people
at the weight. Like, I'm fighting people at like under the 70 weight now. You know what I mean?
So when
they
you
can't stand a chance.
When you're fighting,
Kings before the fight, and all.
When you're fighting, are you going back up then? Are you too young to be like, oh, do you know what? I should probably be a little bit sensible now and kind of stay in around 70. Or are you just like, oh, well, I'm going to fly?
I don't know
up.
What my thoughts are. Like, after a fight, it's go out and then eat a load of bleeding food.
Yeah.
And
what is it?
Willpower. I have willpower, yes. Like, in a fight camp, whereas I will do everything but a book. Well, not everything but a book. Like, I can't give up the drink or anything like that. But I give with food and stuff, like, you know what I mean? I do it but a book in fight camp.
Yeah.
But when I have nothing to go for, like, when I have, like, nothing at the end of the road, I just, oh, I can eat that French fancy. I can have that mega deal. I can eat that Bunsen burger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then like I just eat, and then I get into a rut and I just keep eating that stuff. Like, so, like, without something to look, and it's a bad mentality to have. Like, but like, I think one of my famous quotes, and well, not famous quotes. I think I am, but one of my personal don't laugh at me. No, not me famous quote. Jesus, look like Muhammad Ali up here, flout like a butterfly, sting like a bee. No, but one of my favourite quotes from myself, and I put on my Instagram, I put up a lot of shit on Instagram, was that my work ethic is terrible, but my talent is incredible. And that's not trying to tilt me on cock. Like,
break that down.
Like, I haven't, like, I feel like I have very good talent, but I just haven't got the work ethic, like, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, people have good work ethic, are in the gym constantly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd love to be in the gym constantly, but I'm just, at heart, I'm a lazy prick, like. I am, like, I'm not going to say, I'm a very lazy man, and that when I have nothing to go for, I feel like I can slack with certain things because I think I have such a good talent.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's very interesting.
Mm. Some prick, am I?
You are some prick. But then the reason I say that is because if you can do as well as you are doing now with that mindset, can you imagine what you could do if you applied yourself?
Yeah.
Consistently.
But that's what I am. I am applying myself.
How old are you now?
I'm 23. I look about 40.
Young.
I look about 40.
You're 42, I would have given
40,
you. Bro.
Ah, fuck off. It's handsome 42 year old, I hope. No, but I am, like, it is. I am applying myself now, but I'm starting to apply myself now in other areas of life. Like, I remember one thing, the other areas of life is I actually started college. I never put it up on Instagram.
No,
I'm actually
way.
In the middle of a college course,
well,
and that's
done.
Why I didn't want to put it on Instagram, because it's not for other people, it's for me.
Yeah.
It's for me to better my life and do so, have control of my own life. Because I remember you texted me one time, it was for the Mikey Rutherford, you wanted to do something with me, like, go out and take, like, videos, like, you've done with Craig Coakley. Not
to
the extent.
The documentary.
Not to the extent, but. How can you do a documentary with someone who's going to fucking site and walk on site at 7 o'clock in the morning, is finishing at 4, is leaving, is finishing at half 3, has to finish walking at half 3, rush straight down to the gym in his fucking gear, train for 2 hours, get home, cook himself a meal, straight back to bed then. You can't. That's not a fucking good documentary. Nobody wants to look at that. So that part of my life was negative, and I had a positive part of my life, which was fighting.
Yeah.
But now what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to have a positive part of my life without fighting, which is doing something I want to do. And I'm doing this college course, and everything's going good at the moment. So once I know for a fact, once everything does start coming back in, things are flowing again, like when the proper, because no fights have been scheduled yet. There's rumours of fights happening.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I just know for a fact that when the opportunity does come, I will be ready to take it, and I will be ready to get full tilt into it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Can I ask what you're studying?
Oh, I'm doing media production in the Liberties College.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
great
something
college.
That I've, something, yeah, that's what a lot of people said it to me. My girlfriend has fucking...
Lisa?
Yeah, the
Hi,
Russian.
Lisa.
The crazy Russian.
The crazy Russian.
The Soviet piece of meat, you sexy bitch. She loved that, she loved that. That's brownie points for me. Nice little foot massage when I go home now.
She's a babe.
Oh, did you hear that?
She's a... What would you say? She's a wetter.
She's a wet... I wasn't sure
what's
on.
Well, what's a wet?
She's a dirty thing.
Oh, jeez!
She's a lovely girl. She's a lovely girl.
Beautiful is what she is. Go on. Media production.
Last thing. Media production in the Liberties College, yeah. So, basically... I dedicate me hope. Well, now that's saying dedicate.
No, go on.
I'd love to say I dedicate me love to sports. I didn't dedicate me love to sports. This is where I come back to talking about talent. I'm not trying to like, big up my own boots around here, but I did have talent with sport. Like, I done karate, but not for that long. I done karate for about, like, 3 months when I was a kid. Not a kid, when I was in, like, probably, well, yeah, a kid. I said about 9 or 10 or something like that. Yeah,
that's a kid.
That's a kid,
that.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. yeah, so I done that, and I actually, there's a little story about when I done karate, like, there was some fella in my class, yeah, and we were doing sparring, and I kicked him, yeah, and he had his hand there, and I kicked his knuckles all the way up from here into his hand, like, and obviously if his hand wasn't there, like, I would have broke his ribs, like, so I should have took that as a sign, stop fucking, get in, continue fighting, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I didn't, I dropped out. I was always a football player. I've always been good at football, but I had weight problems as a kid. Not weight problems, I was just heavy. I didn't train much. I trained twice a week and you'd play a match on the weekend, right?
Yeah.
And here's another little funny story. This is a kid brain, right? This is my teenage years, yeah?
Yes.
Like, so one day, this is how it shows you, like, I love football, but I wasn't dedicated. Like, coming up in that teenage years, you know what I mean? You're going out, you want to be an adult, you're drinking all day, you're sessioning in the park, doing all that stupid nonsense, right?
Yeah.
But I was training twice a week. And then I thought, one day I went out on a Friday, I had a match on a Saturday, or maybe it was a Sunday I had a match on. But anyway, Friday or Saturday, the day before the match, I went out drinking with my mates, right? So I wake up the next day thinking, oh, look, here we go. I'm having a drink the night before. This is going to be poxy. Went out, scored 2 goals. Man of the match performance. Bing, bing, bing. I'll drink every day before a match now. That's obviously how this is going to work. Started doing that. Every Friday I drink and I go out. And you can bet your bottom dollar. I was shy. It didn't work out. So if you think you're great because you have one good match after drinking, stop it. It's not going to do anything for you. But yeah, anyway, so I done football and all, and I done all that shit, I done rowing, I done all this, but,
I've done rowing and all,
like, I put my foot into everything, you know what I mean, I just, when I was a kid, I did it, because all I wanted to do was do sport, it's all I was interested in, but that's what I'm saying now, like, now that I'm at that growing up, and I realise, like, don't do what you're good at, do something you have interest in, and
yes.
You like,
yes.
So, that's why I said, I fucking, like, it might be my sound like a man there. I love films. I love TV. In Cineworld, they used to have the unlimited card and they'd go and see as many movies as I could. This college and go and watch a movie. And all that. And my brother's a mad fucking movie fan as well. So, like, and the boys as well, from doing all the shit with the boys, doing the music video with the boys, seeing how Alex and Casey create these music videos.
Wow, they're phenomenal.
And put them out. You know what I mean? I was just like, I'm surrounded by all these things, like, and I have an interest in it. I said, bite the bullet and just apply for a course and do it. And that's when now, thankfully, I'm in the Liberties and I'm doing that media production course. And the assignments are starting to rack up. I've a few here you can do with me, so let's end this here and we'll crack on with our assignments, yeah? Fuck's sake. I'm gonna...
What did I say to you the other day? I'm Will Kelly.
You sent me gammy is what you did. So you're trying to send me gammy? Yes.
But Dara, that's brilliant.
No, it is. It's fantastic.
Because look, like, the fighting, like Muay Thai is always going to be there. You can always have a knock. Do you know what I mean? Oh, you can always train.
Have a scrap, yeah.
You can always have a knock. You can always
until
train.
Until the brain cells go.
Well, listen, but that's like, when you were talking there, like, I haven't seen you, like, you light up when you're talking about it. You're passionate
like
about
I'm it. There's a certain glow about me today, isn't that Shane? He's loving it over there. Look at him. Keeps winking at me and blowing kisses. You wait your turn, mister.
But that's good. Like, look down the line in vision. Because obviously the Outburst Pal, the little crew that you have around, like first time stuff like that. Like that is, and I said it to Jay as well, it's just like a little creative hub. And especially with the guys, when you look at the videos that the boys do, like, they're so clever. Their lyrics are so clever.
Yeah.
The how they promote themselves is so clever and so smart. And you all have it. Because I know from,
that's,
you know, when Versatile started, like when they really exploded and everyone was like, but fucking hell, where did these guys come from? And I was like, that's the lads. That's those kids that I'm always at the bloody shows with. And you were kids at the time when I met you first. And I was like, that's how their brains work. Do you know what I mean? It's just like this humor, this dry humor. It's brilliant. It's fantastic. Mm. So, like, your little buzz that you guys have, like the sending me gammy, all that. All that, the little kind of the lingo and shit that you've got going on, like, it's creating now this
whole sort
subculture.
Of, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's incredible.
Did we start that? Did we start? I don't want to take. We started gammy and all, didn't we?
100%.
Didn't we? We started gammy, didn't we? Shane, where's your ear for? Yeah, we started gammy.
What is the actual definition of gammy? Like, put for someone that's listening.
You gammy weirdo.
for someone that's
no,
older, that
someone who's
understand.
Just gammy's like splat. You know what I mean? Just getting mad weird and dumb. Yeah, just being gammy like
splat.
Splats.
Splats. I don't know what that means
going
either.
Splats going gammy.
Going gammy, going nuts.
Not going nuts, just going gammy and going splats. Just take it how it is, Lydia. Fuck's sake.
Is it a good thing?
It's a great thing. Well, you never know, no. You know
what?
No, it's a good.
What side of the fence am I on? Am I good gammy or bad gammy?
I'll let you decide that. No, I'll let Shane decide that. Why is she?
You're
a great gammy.
Gammy.
You're the gammiest. You're the gammiest, Lydia. She's the gammiest, that Lydia one.
But, like, let's talk about that kind of the camaraderie that you guys have. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Do you feel like, you go, I know this sounds like such a dickhead thing to say, but you can sort of take on the world a little bit with having like your crew like that,
you have to
like
have that,
you know?
Mindset that you can take on the world. Like, we've always, like, the boys have, them two young blokes have never ever looked elsewhere to make their creative, their creativity work. They never outsourced for other people. They looked at their own group of mates who were at the age where, 16, 17, and said, we're getting yours. We need yous for our music video. We need yous in it to create what we want.
Mm.
They didn't have to do that. You know what I mean? Like, they could have saved up the work. Like, they could have saved up that money, worked a little job, saved that money, and got real people and actually to come in and make go. But they didn't. They believed in us as we believed in them. And just over the years, it grew and grew and grew. And now I'm delighted to say that they don't need us anymore to do that fucking shit, like, which is what you want. You want to have the people behind you to support you to do what you want to do. But then you want to get to a place where you can just leave and you can fucking, you're on your own, you can do it. And that's what we all look at. I took Alex and Casey's careers as my own. Mm-hmm. I thought their success was mine. How much of an idiot was I? I didn't realise success until I got into the ring. Mm. And I done what I done, and then it was the first time I got out, and I was like, I am proud of myself. I'm not proud of anybody else. I'm proud of myself because I'm the one who's at that getting in here and doing this, and everyone's proud of me. So vice versa. I hope that's the right word, vice versa.
But you know what? It's funny that you bring that up, because you actually said that to me, like, the first couple of times that I interviewed you were like, I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah,
and
you
I was quite taken back by it, because, like, in one sense, before I knew you, there's like the perception of like, Jesus, these are all nutbags, the whole lot of them. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're absolutely mental, the whole lot of them. Like, Bleeding Casey and the whole lot of them running through the halls, like, screaming their heads off.
Great support, though, isn't it?
Seriously,
it's great. Like, no matter, like, they're always there. And not just them too. I'm not just singling out to them. Every single one of my mates are always there.
Yeah.
And they're always there fucking supporting, and they're always there cheering every single fight, no matter if it's in fucking Glasgow, it's in Cork, it's in Dublin, if it's fucking anywhere, like, if it's in someone's backyard, that they're supporting us, like, and there's just, I'm fucking, not just me, the whole, everyone's grateful for each other, like, you know what I mean? I'm just
but
fucking delighted to have that friendship. Like.
That's what I mean, and when you get to know you guys, you get to, that it becomes that apart, that sort of, the bond that you have becomes so apparent.
Mm.
And then you go to the shows and you see all the boys there, and then you see you see all the music videos with that, or whatever the boys are doing, and they have all their crew from years ago. And that's so important, because it's bigger than what it probably seems to you right now. It's like, when you look at it from a bigger perspective of how easily it would be to get led astray. To get led astray, or to just sort of like, you know, be like, well, this is our thing. You go do your own thing. You can fuck off and get your own shit
together. That's not an American thing, though. The Irish people don't do that. Irish people support each other. You wouldn't turn your back on, like, your mates over in this country, like, you know what I mean?
No, you wouldn't.
No,
you wouldn't.
It's not a thing, like. Like that holiday government. I'm not just saying the government mad at Americans, but like Americans, like fucking chat cheating, suing each other over little things now. Do you know what I mean?
Well, this is a massive thing. Do you know that is a thing of like, yeah, suing each other. Like, people just sue people because they can.
I'm going to sue you.
I'm going to sue you.
I'm going to sue your ass. Talk to my lawyer. None of that over here.
But it's
break bread together, we stay together.
But it goes back to what we're talking about at the start of the interview, where it's that the bond and it's the closeness that from all of you, like, growing up in that one community. Another thing that I wanted to talk to you about is, well, it's two parts. The first part is the role of your mom and dad in your life. And two, the hilarious videos with your mom and dad on Instagram.
Well, they don't find them hilarious
your
anyway.
Dad, literally, every time you have him on, I'm just like, he is the funniest fucker I have ever seen.
He's mad.
He's hilarious. To the point where I was like, a camera crew needs to be in there.
In that gap, 24/7.
What's your dog's name?
Juno. But my mate Gavin Brady likes to call it Junit. Junit. Come here, Junit.
But one of the biggest things, that obviously the hilarious videos and like absolutely ripping the piss out your man's at is one thing, but the bond that you have with them as well.
Because you think I'm nuts, yeah?
Yeah.
Why am I nuts? I'm not just nuts for the fun of it. I'm nuts because it's in me blood. My man and dad are off that rocker.
Are they actually?
They're off that rocker. I'm not going to get into it or anything like that. But I was made sleep in the hall as a kid. I'm only messing.
Is your brother nuts as well?
He was and he ate. Like, he's
I
a more,
he's
a more sort of, how can I say, he's a functioning nut job.
Yeah, very good.
You know
good.
What I mean? Like, he has a good job. You know, he's moved out, hasn't he, on apartment? No. At the end of the day, still fucking bloody nuts.
Is he older than you?
He is older than me. He is 20. Jeez, now what age is he? 27, is he? Yeah, he's 20. I'm going to go with 20. Lock an answer in. He's 27.
27, fantastic.
He's 27, Lydia. Locking it in. Sending it all your way. Let me text him now. No, yeah, he's 27.
When are you 24?
Oh, jeez, I'm bleeding. I'm not forgetting my birthday. March.
You're Pisces.
What?
You're Pisces.
Oh, don't be giving me that. I have to listen to that off me blame board.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, no, that's not. No. That's you talking about star signs.
Yeah.
No, I'm a fucking...
Aries,
yeah.
Yeah, you're a ram.
I'm an Aries.
You're
I'm
a
an Aries.
Ram.
Me ma's a Cancer. Me girlfriend's a Cancer. Me dad's a Cancer. It's just meant to be. You'll be out that door in 2 minutes if you keep talking that shit. Yeah, I got a bell here.
Is your man's dad a Cancer as well?
Me ma's a Cancer. Me dad is an Aries. Me dad's birthday's 6 days before mine.
No way. Yeah.
So my dad goes on it and rolls over to my birthday. Misses it every year. Mom, you're missing. I don't know. Giving me dad, man, that bad rep here.
Are you giving him a bad rep? They're not at all like that.
They're beautiful people.
But that's gas. That's funny. So let's go back to the I want to dig in more about the film stuff. You didn't answer my question when I said
sorry,
this.
Sorry, there'll be a lot of that.
You're even throwing me off it now.
There'll be a lot of that me. I told you, Shane, before I started, I said there'll be a lot of me getting asked a question and somehow not answering it.
But envisioning
how do I do it, Luke? I'd be great at court. I'd send them all gammy.
But down the line, like, what is the dream? What is the goal?
Well, down the line, I'm not going to, like, I'd love to turn around and just go, I'm going to be in Hollywood and I'm going to be making all this fucking money and this and that. But no, the goal is step by step. Like, I heard one day, like, take your life one day at a time, like, you're building, like, a wall, brick by brick, every day.
Yeah.
So the first goal is to get past this course. 100%, obviously, at the end of this course, there's options to get work around the courses. I'd obviously rather do another course, and I was obviously looking at Griffiths College. Like, that was
another
one
great college.
Another great college, but you have to pay money.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna start a GoFundMe there. Just want to send Bab at the college. Yeah?
Yeah.
But that's the goal is for me and you. The goal is finish this course in Liberties, and hopefully, goal for college is finish the college course in Liberties, and then hopefully fighting resumes and I can get voice back in. Because I remember before this whole pandemic started, I was going around 2020 is my year, and that couldn't have been more wrong. 2020 was nobody's fucking year. 2020 was a bitch of a year, and it needs to fuck off. But so that's the goal. Before I rant again, the goal is finish this, get all distinction in this media course, which I know if I put my fucking head down, I can do, and fight in 2021.
But give me where does Dara Smith want to be at the end of this? Like, what is the inspiration? What is the goal?
That's like a mad job interview question. Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years time? I see myself punching the head off you in 5 seconds for asking such a stupid question. Like, I don't know where I'm going to be in 5 years time yet. I don't know where I'll be in 20 minutes time. In the gutter somewhere at that point. No,
where do I see myself?
Like, I should have prepared myself more for this fucking thing.
No, you shouldn't have.
A few notes on me.
It's just a chat.
Yeah. Mom. It seems like a bit of a grilling. Nah, where do I see myself?
What would you like to do?
What would I like to do? Just keep fighting anyway. I'd like to be a fighter. I know that, not a full, like, this would probably say, I want to be, see, this is my, I don't know how that, I want to be a fighter, yeah?
Yeah.
And I might sound like, again, people like, he doesn't want to be a fighter, but I do, I want to be a fighter. I'd love to continue and I'd love to grow. And because I know, after all that shit I talked at the start, about me, this, I've had 6 or 7 fights or something like that. I'm a little speck on this whole fucking radar, the fight scene. I've made a serious buzz from an Instagram account. I am a good fighter, but I haven't fought top level people. And there's people out there that I want to know, I want to grow as a fighter and get better and go out there and be recognised as an actual legitimate fighter.
100%.
100%.
And I believe you can. I believe you can.
Was that a good answer?
That was a really good answer. diplomatic media, very media trained answer there. Is that the right way you say media trained? Yeah, you turned that around. Turned that on its head. You took the uncomfortable situation, or the bit that you didn't want to answer, and then you turned it into. Now we're back to
fighting. Being an arsehole.
Yeah.
Which is what we all want.
But I mean, like, let's talk about the character Babachimp. Where did Babachimp come from?
I'd love to tell that story, but I don't think I can tell that story. Or maybe I could tell that story, but just change a few words, like.
Go on. Leave out names.
Anyway, I believe it came from one time I was in town.
Yeah.
On it. And this is actually a daily story. Leave everything else out, right? So I was in town and it was me leaving night.
Where were you going?
And I was going. No, it was me leaving.
Where were you going?
What do you mean, was I going?
You said it was your leaving night.
Leaving from results night.
Right.
How old are you? Jesus Christ, Shane, she's not with it, is she? Fuck's sake. Come on, Lydia.
It's been a bleeding while.
It's been a minute, mate. So it was me leaving night. We all went out to, where did we go? The 51, I think it was called. It's beside the Twisted Pepper. And anyway, we're in there. We're drinking all night, having a great old buzz. It ended, we were going home. And I found myself in the keys, yeah. Now get this. 2 days before that night, a film called Dawn of the Planet of the Apes came out, yeah?
Yeah.
And I went to see it, and there's a part in it when Caesar gets up on a rock and he gives this mad speech, right? And it's a fucking wonderful speech, yeah. I'll probably do it now in a minute.
Come on.
He gives a wonderful speech, right? And I was walking down the case, and I don't know what happened to me, but I just turned in, I got down on my hands and my knuckles and my feet, and I just went around on my knuckles, walking like a perfect chimpanzee. And for some reason, I just stood up mad tall then and gave that chant, like, ape not want war, but if ape fight, ape will win. And I just started bouncing around the place on my knuckles, like, and the boys are probably looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with this, you know? Like, that's, but anyway, I'm pretty sure that's how the name Baba Chimp was formed. Maybe that's a complete fabrication or a complete lie.
Well, that's a good bloody story.
But
to
that's
run
exact.
With.
That's how I feel it was formed. I think the people there now just said, "Right, that fella's a weirdo. Let's just call him Baba Chimp." And actually, it became my name because I obviously done a show for the boys at the Grand Social, and Alex, being me master, said, I want your rap name to be Baba Chimp. And I'm not going to fucking say no. Like,
that was
this,
brilliant.
Give me this opportunity. Like, and then, from what I thought wouldn't be a good name, fucking people love it. I walk down the road getting called, but I don't get called. I don't know my name anymore. People say, Dara, I won't answer. I hear Baba Chimp, that fat cunt, I'll answer. You know what I mean? But yeah, like, it is the character. It is like, it is a character when you say it, because it's not me. Like, it took on a bit of life of its own. Like,
life of its own. Like, it's crazy.
It's just snowballed. Like,
How far separated is Dara from Baba Chimp?
Well, not too much. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's just you're amped up a little bit.
Well, like, when the shit that I put up is me.
Yeah.
Like, Baba Chimp is a fella who's on stage, who's rapping, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's the dog bollocks, you know what I mean? The king of the swing.
Yeah.
But like they're intertwined actually, yeah. They're not that far away from each other. They're about really pretty much the same person. I can't believe I'm talking about myself like this. Like, people are gonna think I'm a fucking lunatic. I'm gonna get shit when I go back out to my mates now. You're a fucking idiot, aren't you?
Listen. What's up, Cuban Johnson? Hell yeah.
Big bad Cuban. Oh, what is up there? He's going to batter you.
I know, I'm sorry. I'll be waiting.
You better watch your back. She's shitting.
But listen, when Alex comes to you and says, like, I want you to rap, is that like you just having to put a rap out of the bleed in your arse? Like, how does this happen?
This is mental, this is. Like, so the day they find out that they're doing a show, and by the way, like,
How long ago is this?
3 years now with Grand Social. Was it even that long? They fucking just rose to it. How old was I? I was nine. Sorry for pointing at you. I was 19 when it happened, and I'm 23 now. So do the math. I can't do math.
Four years.
Thank God. So 4 years ago, they got the call to do the Grand Social, which, by the way, we all knew was coming. We all knew from when they started music, they'd be playing shows. Who the fuck wouldn't want them playing shows? You know what I mean?
Brilliant.
So I'm in my gaff and I get a phone call and it's Alex and I'm like, what's up? And he's like, listen, well, I got to get in this show, the Grand Social. And they asked us for an opening act and we didn't have one. And he looked at Jay and Jay was there and he goes, will you do it? Jay was like, yeah. So
Out of nowhere.
Jay was like, yeah. But I think Jay was like me, didn't actually think they'd have us doing it. You know what I mean? Like, we don't rap, like, I'm not a rapper. I'm a young fella. Like, then he rings me and he goes, what's up? I'm doing this show. Like, they asked for an open act. Would you do it? Jay said he'd do it. So I said, like, oh yeah, you know, but I think I'm lovely, I'll hang up, I'll never hear about it again. 5 minutes later, boom, 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 boom. Who fucks this out? My daughter, the three boys standing there, burst into me gaff. That was it. Just that came in, started to help me write rhymes. Like, they just started writing a rap, like, and then they went over me rapping it. We went over again. So me and the gaff about 7 hours sweating. Alex was like a mad orchestra. Is that what they call orchestra?
Yeah.
Was like one of them here. I was very sweating. Hadn't got a bit of air in 7 hours trying to go over this rap. Then from then on, like, I just was too into it and it was just dead set. And then the show came, we done it. And that was it. Once we done one, you do one, people love you. You want to do fucking more. It's like a drug. Like,
yes,
you know what I mean?
It is.
It's just an adrenaline buzz. Yeah. That's also as well why I think, like, some of us didn't have, like me or Jay, and didn't have problems with the fighting. Because if you can go out and do something you're not good at in front of hundreds of people,
you can
certainly go out and have a scrap in front of people, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something that I am good at. So I'm fucking thank God that came for us, because it means I'll be able to handle pressure like that. And then here, that little Grand Social gig snowballed into fucking playing places like DE, me, Jay, Steve, oh God, just looking, Gab Brady, the Yeti, we played DE. We then played Olympia. These are fucking established places that, like, young fellas like me shouldn't be fucking playing. And then they'll fucking top it all off, the Tree Arena in front of 14,000 people. Me, Jay, Steve O'Gorge looking, and Gab Brady got the fucking Zayden Pearl, sorry, I'm about to give away his identity. Got to play in front, like, got to play, like, and it's just, it's fucking mad.
That, when I saw that video that the lads played of them, you know, like them walking over to the arena.
Oh man, that was unbelievable.
The goosebumps that, like, I couldn't.
But that's the, like, we live in Ringsend, that's our home. They They walked over to that fucking thing. Like, that's our fucking place, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want to check in if you think about playing that. Yeah, check in, baby. No, but it was tearful as well. Like,
literally,
just,
like,
unbelievable.
So I was absolutely just like, I felt it in my heart, like my chest. I was like, this is, because it's first of all, you have to break it down to, like, you know, it being your area, what you've achieved, you know, everything that's kind of has happened in such a short period of time. And then you have to look at it from a professional standpoint and how many bloody acts, musicians, people all over this country that couldn't even imagine getting to have a night in the Tree Arena, never mind having it set out in that fashion.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And, like, just to do
one
that
minute
is just,
I think it was, or something like that. 1 minute to 5 minutes, because I was on checking tickets myself, like, and I was in work and I was just like checking and refreshing. I was like, I can't believe I bought a ticket, like, it's fucking sold out.
You know what I mean?
What
and
the
it's like,
fuck?
It's like, the beauty of it is, like, all those people who buy tickets to see Versatile, see Outburst, it's because it resonates with them. They see a part of themselves in you. Do you know what I mean? That's the beauty
the
of it. 100%. As you sip your San Pellegrino.
You spoil me with this San Pellegrino. You absolutely spoil me. Gonna bring it home and show me mango. Look what I was drinking. We're out of the hood. Grab your bags.
Can you remember the first rap that you done with the boys?
Yeah.
Can I film you doing it? Will you do it now?
I'll do it now, yeah.
Yeah, right, come on, hang on.
There's the first line. Here we go. Oh, I'm gonna fuck it up.
No, you're not. Ah! Right,
come
I'm gonna.
Come on, Shane. Yeah, baby.
Okay, so I'm on camera. So this will make sense when everyone
sign the contract,
this.
50 grand.
So Baba Chimp is in studio, and we're going to get him to do his very first rap that he ever done. So here we go. Hang on. Can I turn this around? Now,
I don't have to do the whole thing, do we?
No, you don't have to do the whole thing. But, like, I mean.
If I fuck it up, I'm sorry, right?
Yeah, go on.
Smoking joints and eating pussy pad, that's how I'm reppin'. Outboard, same crew, I'm the most dangerous weapon. Scrapping on the streets, leg kicks, I'll be checking straight down. Paddy Power laying down on me bets until grand cash the splash, getting spent on the session. Weed, coke, speed, yokes, pal, I'm not messing. Dirty bitch on the blower, that I've been sidestepping. Fuck checking out this gaff, I don't fuck a fat Crentons. Reminiscing on the days back and we feel locked behind bars of steel, smuggling shit, keeping it real. Now I'm back in me gaff, making all these bitches squeal. Blow me mucking silly. The content on yourself a mega deal. Bacon, chicken, ham, dippers and garlic bread. Barbecue sauce on a baps. Will she give me head? Fuck her up me gaff. Then crawl myself back in the bed. Pull the plum off myself until me fucking jabs her bed. Woke up in the morning feeling fresh and I'm staunching. Looked up some recipes online from Action Bronson. Still on the pot, me flute is still raunching. Fuck that, I'm going to slip the smoke of John McCain Johnson. It's our boss, you hear the hair force. We gang bang your nanny yarn, then robbed our horse. Then we licked our out, cotton mouth, pop our tuss, and then we ran into our ass and we done our hair force.
Hey!
What a fucking buzz!
What a buzz! Absolutely brilliant, flawless performance.
It's a very PG rap, I might add.
I never recorded it on the video.
Yes,
no. I never hit record.
Oh, Shane,
I can't
what
believe
are we gonna
it.
Do with this girl?
I can't believe it.
Making a tick out of us on a podcast. Can you believe
it? At least we have the audio. I'm slapping.
And you're in media, like.
I know. I'm shy.
You're running this company into the ground.
Any places on that course?
I'll put a good word in there.
I can't believe I done that.
I gave me heart and soul there. I gave you the actions and all. I pretended I had a boner. I gave me heart and soul in that shame. And she doesn't fucking record it.
Oh, I'm snapping.
Give us another San Pellegrino. I need to be included ahead.
That was great crap, but it was brilliant. Like, you're actually really good though.
I have great flow. They call me, what am I? I am the Rick Ross of Ireland.
Oh, well,
some have called me. I won't say who.
He's a boss.
Yes. fuck's sake, this gas.
But in terms of like your own kind of music hat, like what would you listen to? Like, what's your...
I'm into everything. Like I go on buzzes. Like today was a 50 Cent buzz. I want to get that killer mindset coming up here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bit nervous coming up there, talking about this shit.
Why were you nervous?
Because I don't like to talk shit. You know what I mean? That is a lie. No, I was nervous. I've never done anything like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, but you knew it was me.
Yeah, but you're a bit scary sometimes. You know what I mean?
Am I?
Yeah, you're a bit scary. Like,
am I?
Showing daggers at people.
Get out of here, you bleep.
No, I'm only messing. Like anyone, you just get nervous, like stealing something for the first time.
Yeah, of course.
You have a bit of nerves coming in, but then once obviously I start shining at me, I just don't give a fuck. You'll probably leave, I'll still be here talking into the mic. Just leave it rolling. So I'm mainly hip hop, but not mainly hip hop, everything. Like, I'm into, like, I'm loved, like, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Oh, yeah,
music.
Go on, like you.
I love Killing the Gang, the Bee Gees,
classics,
Fleetwood Mac, all this disco music. Like, I like house music and all, you know what I mean? That, yeah. Dumb, but I think that dumb, it gets a bit much after all. I just love that disco smoothness, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shake Out Bag of Chips tune music, like, I love it.
Yeah.
But then, so it's Shake Out Bag of Chips music, and then it's obviously hip hop in second. But yeah. I love all music, I'd never not listen to that, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not the type to go, oh, I don't like that.
Would there always be music flowing in, like, the flats and stuff when you were growing up?
Not really. Well, now that fucking is this lockdown, you can't get any bleeding sleep.
Oh, well, isn't that video?
It's 4 in the morning when you shut up.
Dara, isn't that video of the... Was it the bingo? Is it the
That's
bingo?
In
is
case. That, well, it was like it was like fucking Battle of the Flats it was during this lockdown. Can us do this? Fuck it, O'Reilly, we have to do this. Stella, fuck them, we're going to do this. And then it all just joy out to each other. But, like, yeah, like, I remember I wasn't in my flats, thank God, but that, like, mad, like... what did they have? They brought down an RT. No, actually, this is a good car. Some fella in me flat's actually done this, the Everest thing. He walked up and down the stairs the amount of times that would take to walk up Everest.
No way.
And I wasn't there that time, but they had a big, huge party at the end, like, where fireworks and, like, the RT and all was there. Like, and they had, like, sparklers and shit and all going off. So
no,
it was actually really good. But no, that's great. Like, all that shit was quality.
Definitely, yeah. I remember seeing, I think one of you put up a video of when Liverpool won. Did they win the league or something? And some lad drew his...
We won't talk about that.
Why? Do you support United?
We won't talk about that.
Are you a United supporter?
I am a United supporter. Oh, Dan O'Bolton would like to say, I don't watch football, you big muppet.
Where is Dan O'Bolton?
Where you? He's in 22s waiting for you. I don't know you. Get away from me. Get away from me.
He did actually say that.
Get away from me.
I don't know who you
get
are.
Get away from me.
I said, it's me.
I'm panicking now.
Lydia.
He said, did he really not know who you were?
No. I think he was after...
After what? What did he do?
He was on the stairs. I think he was on his way out. He was doing a legger. And I just seen him and I was like...
You caught him at the wrong time.
Now, it was on the stairways in like pitch black or whatever. And I was like, wow, what's the story? He's like, wow, who the bleeding hell is she? You won't forget me again, Dano, will you?
We'll make sure we won't be Dano. You won't forget that. We'll get him up here next time. I should have brought Dano along.
I thought he was going to come. You said to me he was going to come.
This is all about me, you know
this
what I mean?
This is all about you.
We'll get him next time. What?
But good buzz.
It was
a good buzz. It was a good buzz. So what else is going on before we finish? What anything else going on that I might have missed?
Jesus.
Like, there's so much going on for you.
There is a lot going on. Like,
yeah. 23. When I was 23, Dara, I didn't know my arse and my elbow. And that has been very, very honest with you. I was a lot cooler than you, but I didn't know my arse.
Jesus Christ, take that knife out of my head. No, the main thing that's going on at the moment is college. Hopefully, fighting soon.
Did you find this year rough?
The boys are still making music videos, thank God.
Yeah, well, the flashy flashy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I believe I'm the inspiration of that video.
Why is that? You're rocking a flashy flashy there.
I had that whole get the watching thing on Instagram a good while ago.
Oh, get the watching.
I was putting it into me. So I'm taking claim for that, yeah.
What is it? What is the chorus? With the flashy, flashy.
I'm rocking on my own. I'm not too chatty now. No, you don't know what you're doing. Get the watching. Get the watching.
Yes, love it. And the video is brilliant.
Man, every video they do is just unbelievable. Even if people like don't like the music, you can't help but fuck with the video.
Yeah.
So good. Like that little rave at the end of it.
When you watch it, when you watch it, I watched it a couple times.
Once Up Now in the building.
Who's Once Up Now?
What do you mean, who's Once Up? Who are you? who the fuck are you? Once Up Now.
I've seen Once Up Now. I've seen the video and I was like, there's no way he's after doing that.
Yeah,
that's not gargling that.
Shane,
do you know
One
Sub Nolan? You know One Sub Nolan?
He's a household name. He's a household name.
Is he really?
Name.
Yeah. Bloody hell.
He's a fella neck and bottles of vodka like it's a blade can of milk.
I mean,
I don't think he can know that he's in the neck, actually. Something in water. water, we'll say water. San Pellegrino.
Yeah, put the fizz in it. It's one of those things where like you watch it, if you watch it loads of times, you see more stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like there's like, it's so creative. Yeah, there's like loads of different things
really
in
good.
It.
And hopefully that'll be me one day, Lily.
Oh, this
I'll get you down.
Well, this is why
you can shake
I
that
was...
bag of chips in me video. You can't.
This is why I was saying to you, like, what do you envision yourself doing in the future? That's what I was trying to get.
I'd love
you.
If I fucking like, got to the capability of Darren Conway. You know what I mean? Like, to see what he's doing now.
What
a fucking legend.
Stick
listen.
Darren Conway on the list, the to get list.
And
on
stick
this
me
podcast.
On that list as well. I'll be there because I'm the one who said him. No, but like, you know what I mean? I'm not saying I'm not as creative. Listen, that fella's fucking gas. But
yeah.
I was doing funny shit and all that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I was putting on funny stuff, but. Like, imagine, like, if I just done this and I learned how to use a camera and I learned how to fucking film shit and I learned storyboarding and fucking script writing and I just started, like, in me off time when I wasn't in, I just started bleeding, giving myself a lot of fucking things to do.
Yeah.
Just bang, write a little few skits and whack it up because at the end of the day, I already have a bit of a following there, you know what I mean?
You have a big following
now,
there.
Now, what's the problem in trying to do that? Do you know what I mean?
There is none. But can you remember...
So that's where I see myself in 5 years.
Yeah, brilliant. I'm glad we got that out. But can you remember when Darren started years ago?
Darren?
Yeah.
Darren or Darren?
Darren.
Darren, yeah.
Darren Conway.
Darren. Who's Darren? Who's Darren?
Well, can you remember when he started?
Yeah,
like,
I do. He was starting... Was then Vines was a thing back then.
Yes.
I think he started on Vines.
Yeah. But he... like.
I'd burden you.
I'm pretty sure I said this to him before, but I was like, you know, he was good back then. Like, it was
it's
good.
He's gone to a now, how new level now.
But he has gotten so good now.
His fucking... He's like and he's getting noticed by people, thank God. Like, he's getting noticed like, by the likes of RT and all that. And doing
at Mary Lou McDonald. Mm-hmm. Hello. Mary Lou McDonald.
Oh, Mary Lou McDonald, yes.
Mary Lou.
Sorry. You didn't hear that there. Yup, Mary Lou, yeah.
Yup, Mary Lou.
Yup, Mary Lou. but he, like, it just, they've got, like, the little love hate, not the little thing, the love hate thing he's done is fucking, it's ghastly.
Brilliant.
Like, this character, he's fucking, like, he's that caramel macchiato.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Garda drink. It's quality, like.
Yeah, it is.
He has all these, like, and they're, do you know what I mean? And he, is that his brother who's in it with him? Who he's brought in with him? Who's always in the video?
The blondie guy.
Not
the beardy
blondie guy.
The tall, skinny guy.
Yeah, is that his brother? No,
that's no, he's a different kind of skit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but like it's fucking idiot. Like that's it. He's progressed a lot. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like he looked like when he like because he done the videos ages ago. I think he done started his videos on Facebook. I think. And then so like that was ages ago because Facebook hasn't really been a thing in a while. And then he saw I hadn't heard of him in a while. And then he just now he's ever coming back like in the last year or something with all the like DJ Fresh vibes, the love hate things, all these skits not, and they're so much better. The quality's better. You can see there's more work point. It's not just funny. It's well thought out.
Yeah,
It's really good. So fucking fair play, Dan.
Fair play is right. Yeah, no, it's really really well thought out. And to think that like you know even before what he's doing now, but even like during lockdown. Just literally having a mobile phone and filming like two different characters.
Yeah.
Obviously, both himself, but filming from different fucking angles. Like, you know what I mean? And just the quality. It's so simple to do, but it's such an impact.
Mm.
But there's your future.
There is my future. Actually, before this ends, because I say one thing.
You can say
just a shout out. Jay was on last week, a while ago. And I think it was before he started this whole GoFundMe thing because he's going to run an 80K.
For
November. In a day. And that's
it was meant to be for November,
I think,
right?
It's
but now
this
it's
weekend coming up.
Okay,
like.
Right.
So I just want to say, like, if other people, if you listen to this and you actually got you the whole thing and you listen to my voice, If you could, J Council is going to be running 80k. I'm pretty sure it's for the homeless in our city.
Yes.
And he's already had to do probably over 100, well over 200k in preparation for it. But he's doing 80k this weekend, and he has a GoFundMe on his page. His page is called J Council, and it's on Instagram. And I'm pretty sure there's a link in the bio. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't already donated, if you would like to go and donate and help for a good cause, that would be fantastic.
Well done, Dara. Yeah, fair play to you. Well, on that note, perfect note to end our interview.
With Jay. Touching gesture.
Nice touching gesture. You've showed a range,
a real sensitive
a range of character characteristics here today. Yeah. Fabulous.
People are going to think I'm clinically insane. Guard away now, so lock him up. Oh, no, stop. This is a fucking great old time. Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. I'm really happy that you came in. I'm delighted. 100%. And, you know, I've said to Jay as well, I'm a big fan of all you lot.
Gives us a platform, now, you know what I mean? Like, it gives, a fucking voice. We probably shouldn't have a voice, but it gives us a chance to do something good with our lives, you know what I mean?
You should definitely have a voice. And for that reason, for that reason exactly, that you are striving to be better and to do something 100%. With your lives. And you're doing it with just like absolute banter along the way, which is key detail,
banter.
Right?
You don't have banter in your life. It's, what are you? Well, like a wet tail.
You're a serious wet tail. You're busy.
You bitch.
I don't mean you. I mean all
it. It sounded like that.
Listen, it's getting too gammy for me now. I'm out here. But yeah, listen, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
And thank you very much for the rap that we had. That
you missed.
That the visual won't be there, but but yeah, thank you very much. And we'll see you soon.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Dara Babichib Smith for the First Exchange podcast. You're after rubbing off on me there.
That's that joint kicking in.
That's the spliff. Yep.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.